Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Gimel, Chapter 13. With this Perek and the coming chapters, the focus of Yeshayahu's message changes. For the first 12 chapters, Yeshayahu was directing his message at the Jewish people. In the next few Prakim, he will speak to various nations like the Babylonians, Philistines, Moab, Assyria, Egypt, and others. In these next two chapters, ours here in chapter 13, and in the next, chapter 14, Yeshayahu has a message for Babel, the Babylonian people. It's important to realize, as we read about Babel's destruction in this parak, that Babel only rises to power 60 years after Yeshayahu's death. We are being told of the Babylonian downfall, which occurs 130 years after Yeshayahu's death. Ashur is the current power, Babel being under their control, and the idea of Babel becoming the dominant force is a foreign concept to the listeners at this point of history. Masa Babel, Asher Chaza Yeshayahu ben Amotz, a prophecy concerning Babylonia, which Yeshayahu, the son of Amotz, saw. Because this event will not occur for over a century, the Pasuk specifically mentions Yeshayahu's full name, Yeshayahu ben Amotz, to testify that he was the one to give this prophecy years before Babel even rose to power. This word Masa is new for us. We mentioned in the first chapter that there are 10 different words used for Nevuah. There we discussed the word Chazon. Another form of prophecy is called Masa. According to some, Masa is from the word Nosei, to raise up, because Yeshayahu was raising his voice here. Masa is also from the word linsoa, to carry, suggesting that there's a burden to be carried in this message. The Medrash understands this burdensome allusion to mean that Masa is the harshest form of prophecy of the ten. But why would Yeshayahu, the prophet appointed for the Jewish people, give nevuah about Babel and all these other nations? Rav Julius Hirsch understands that Yeshayahu is correcting a strong misunderstanding about the particularistic national God of the Jews. Yeshayahu, a messenger of God, comes to all the nations, Jewish and not Jewish, because everyone is expected to live a moral life and will have to face the consequences of their actions. Perhaps also, Yeshayahu is comforting the Jewish people that although these nations will rule history's stage for many years to come, they will eventually have their downfalls. Al har nishpeh, si'unes, harimu kolahem, hanifu yad, v'yavo pitzchei nedivim. Raise a banner on a high mountain. Raise your voice to them. Wave your hands and they will come to the doorways of the noblemen. Yeshayahu is speaking to Babel's enemies, Paras Umadai, Persia and Media, who will eventually take over the Babylonian Empire. They will raise a banner, call out, and wave their hand to gather people from all over to help overtake these Babylonian noblemen. Vayavo'u pitzchei nedivim. They will come to the doorways of the noblemen. The Malbim says this shows the ease which with the nations will overtake Babel, as if it's an open door, easily allowing them into the Babylonian palace to take over. This is in contrast to the Har Nishpeh, the high mountain, which the Mincha Gedola sees as an allusion to the Babylonians, who acted with such pride and arrogance. Geographically, Babel is not on a mountain. It's actually on a valley. But they acted like mountainous people, with ego and pride. They see themselves as indispensable and powerful, but the nations will easily be able to take over. Ani tzivesi lemukudashai. Ani karasi giborai la'api. I have commanded my selected ones, and have also called my powerful men for my anger. Hashem is the puppeteer, directing and designating powers. Media and Persia overthrew the Babylonians at the will of Hashem. This prophecy is proving that point quite powerfully. You, Paras and Madai, might think it's your tactics, strategies, and might to think. But over 130 years before all of this happens, Hashem is already telling them of his plans to take revenge on the people who will eventually exile his nation and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi specifically sees these selected ones as Koresh and Daryavesh from the Persian Media Empire, who are being designated to take over Babel. Before they were even born, they were appointed as God's messengers to overthrow the Babylonian Empire. Rav Julius Hirsch adds that Koresh and Daryavesh saw themselves as being chosen by God to execute judgment on the Babylonians and were proud for being picked for such a role. In Pasuk He, verse 5, they are called Klei Za'amo, tools of his anger. Unlike other empires who have fallen in history, the Babylonian downfall will be different. The enemies will be instructed by Hashem Lechabel Kol Haaretz, to destroy the entire land. The land was emptied and leveled, and they never rebuilt their cities up again, like Egypt, Greece, and Rome, who once again rebuilt their cities. It was a final destruction to the Babylonian land and existence. Babel cities remain in ruins forever. Note the words of Yeshayahu, Hashem Tzvakot Mefaked Tzva Melchama. Hashem, master of units, charges the army of warfare. Note the same shoresh being used, Tzva, to highlight that the tzva below will be dealt with by the tzva on high. Hashem tzvakot mefaked tzva melchama. Al kein kol yadayim tirpena v'chol levav enosh yemas. Therefore, all hands will become weak and the hearts of all men will melt. The Radak explains that the Babylonians will have no strategies to win against Hashem. They won't have the physical ability to fight back as represented by the hands, but they will also lack the courage and will as represented by the heart. The people of Babel realized it was a war with Hashem and they understood they can never be successful. I personally find it fascinating that one of the first wars waged by humans against God was at the Tower of Babel. Here, Hashem shows them who will finally win the war. The Klipaz feels that the weakened hands and melted hearts are more universal. Other nations who will witness this amazing defeat will be humbled by the power of God. This is why Yeshayahu says, Hine Yom Hashem Ba, calling it the Day of Hashem, a day when nations will come to a better recognition and subjugation before God. V'hishpati ge'on zedim v'ga'avat aritzim ashpil. I will destroy the conceit of the arrogant, and I will lower the haughtiness of the powerful ones. We already mentioned that the Babylonians are called mountains because of their arrogance and pride, seeing themselves as high up and elite. But this pasuk also hints towards a specific encounter between the Babylonians and God, where Hashem signaled their final downfall. When the Jews were exiled, both from the north and the south, Yirmiyahu left them with a message that the gullus would only last 70 years. The problem was that people did not know when to start counting from. The Babylonians were hopeful these 70 years would come and go, and they would be able to celebrate the downfall of the Jews and their God. Remember, the previous enemy of the Jews were the Egyptians, and the Jewish God did not deal so kindly with them. And so, the Babylonians kept a count, anxiously hoping that after 70 years, the Jewish people would not be redeemed, proving that the Babylonians do not need to fear their God's wrath. And so, after counting what they believed to be the 70 years, Belshazzar, the Babylonian king at the time, threw a party using vessels from the Beis Hamikdash to demonstrate the end of a Jewish return to their homeland. A hand suddenly appeared at the party, writing the following words on the wall, Mene, Mene, Tekel Ufarsin. No one could understand the meaning of the message, even all of Belshazzar's wise advisors. So they finally called in Daniel to explain what it means. Numbered, numbered, weighed, divided. And Daniel told to the king, here's what these words mean. Mene means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found guilty. Peres from Ufarsin, your kingdom is divided and given to the Median Persian Empire. Belshazzar was killed that very night, and Daryavesh from Madai became king. The arrogant Belshazzar was brought down along with his entire kingdom. Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12 says, Okir enosh mipaz, ve'adam miketzem ofir. I will honor a human being more than fine gold, and a man more than pure ofir gold. On a symbol level, Hashem is telling that a person's moral standing isn't weighed by how much money and wealth he accumulates. Hashem honors people as much as they live up to their God-given calling and mission. His moral and spiritual successes are more precious and impressive than any kind of gold. The Enosh are those who have reached a mediocre level of greatness, but Adam are those who reached the highest moral potential. Even still, the achievements of both outweigh any affluence and fortune. On another level, this Enosh is actually Daniel, who, because of this story where he interpreted the writing on the wall, was promoted from Enosh to Adam in the eyes of the Babylonians. It is possible they lost the courage to fight Media and Persia because they completely believed Daniel's interpretation. Daniel inspired the nations so much that Koresh, the Median Persian king, was eager to give the Jews permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. A final approach is that Enosh refers to the non-Jews, Koresh and Daryavish, but Adam refers to the Jew, Daniel, who together helped bring an end to the Babylonian Empire. V'haisa bavel tzvi mamlachot, teferes ga'on kastim, kimahapechet elokim estadom v'esamora. And Bavel, which was the beauty of kingdoms, the glorious pride of the kastim, will become as God's destruction of Sodom and Amorah. Despite nations holding Bavel on an elite national pedestal, they will become completely annihilated. V'karov lavo ita v'hameha lo imashechu. Her time is near, her days will not be long. Yes, Bavel will have her time to rule, demolish and impress other nations. But even before their rise to power, their destruction is set. The Jewish people will lose their land and holiest site to Bavel. But Bavel will cease to exist forever, and the Jewish people will live on to rebuild a second Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for studying L'Iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.